This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I'm Mary Lambert, and you're listening to Yes 94.9.
Yeah.
Yes, 94.9.
Grammy Award-winning out and proud singer-songwriter Mary Lambert was in Australia recently for the NRL Grand Final, where her and Macklemore sang the number one hit, Same Love. Our program director of Joy, Chris Tate, caught up with Mary and spoke about marriage equality and the same-sex marriage postal survey.
And also, thank you so much for coming out to perform Same Love. It's actually a really pivotal time for the queer community at the moment. Do you know what's happening? Have you heard what's going on in Australia at the moment?
Yeah, that was part of the reason I decided to come. It was my high school reunion this weekend, and so I was planning on going, and then I was like, what? No, I need to be in Australia. I'm going.
That's huge. Have you been to a high school reunion since, like, Same Love and since you've sort of bursted out into, you know, popular culture?
No, I was going to have that moment where I was like, look at me now. But I think it's better to be here.
Oh, we've stolen your moment. Thank you. But for what it's worth, we really appreciate it. So I'll give you a bit of a rundown what's happening at the moment. So there's a same-sex postal survey. So what it basically means is there's pieces of paper are being sent out to everyone in Australia who's enrolled to vote. They get to tick a box saying whether or not same-sex couples are allowed to marry under the law. It's non-binding. It's literally a survey, so it's like a poll.
Personally, I think it's a waste of government money. That's what I thought. I'm like, because it seems to be the majority of Australians have been advocating for gay marriage for some time. So what it's resulted in that sort of the really negative militant vote no campaign going on just seems like it's bringing out the worst in people.
It really is. There's some really negative, hurtful and dishonest stuff going out with the no campaign at the moment. Because was there a similar kind of thing happening in order to legalize marriage equality in the States?
It was hard because since there's, you know, we have so many states, so each state was individually recognizing it. And so your marriage would only be recognized in one state. So if you moved out of that state, sorry, you're not actually married. So we came increasingly like this needs to be a federal issue. Like this needs to be federally voted. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said this is a human rights, a civil rights issue, and this should be legal. So it passed it for everybody, and now you can travel around and still be married.
Great, awesome, perfect world. So after that happened, did the sky cave in or anything?
Actually, okay. Yes. Complete devastation. It was just constant rainbows and homos celebrating in the streets. It's public blowjobs everywhere.
Oh, it sounds like Sydney Mardi Gras. It sounds awesome. Macklemore's come out quite recently to talk about the hate that he's getting from old white dudes in Australia. So I guess inadvertently it's coming your way as well. Is there anything you want to say to the old white dudes?
Yeah, I said something in the Advocate earlier that was, I had a message for Tony Abbott. And I said, gay people are here. They've always been here. They deserve equal rights. And I've also realized that the people in my life that have been like staunchly against gay marriage have often been people that are really uncomfortable with their own sexuality. Mm. It crosses over into them being uncomfortable with other people's joy and their sexuality. My feeling was like, thou dost protest too much, Tony Abbott, you know, and also you smelt it, you dealt it, little buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if he does protest us too much. He does. I don't know what you know about Tony Abbott, but he really likes, over here we call them budgie smugglers or speedos. Yeah.
Sorry.
He's really into Speedos. Any chance he gets, he will don a pair of Speedos. So I don't know. I don't know what that's saying.
I'm telling you, anybody that's well-adjusted and happy and enjoying their life is not going to give a fuck. You know, is not going to care who is getting married. Like, they're not going to care. People who are well-adjusted, like sexually expressed, are going to be celebrating everyone's love. Like, that's where the joy is. Only people that are sad and miserable and repressed want to keep other people down.
Yes, 94.9.
So that was Mary Lambert speaking with Joy program director Chris Tate.
Oh, she's amazing.
Isn't she?
Joyful love. Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, sure about a big dum-dum. So she was referring to, she was saying gay marriage.
Yeah,
sometimes people have issue with that. Is that an American thing? Do we...
In Australia, we do say marriage equality because gay marriage does instigate more. It's, you know...
Segregation.
Gay men. Because LGBTIQ is... Or LGBTI is the term here in Australia. It's lesbians, gay, bisexual, trans and intersex. And marriage equality is so that anybody in that can get married as well. Yes.
Yeah. But I think it's also because when people say gay marriage or same-sex marriage, they're kind of missing the point. It's actually about equality.
Yeah.
Yeah,
about human rights.
What's the difference? I just want to...
Yeah, we don't want to get gay married. We just want to get married.
It's married, that's right. Hey, Chris continues to chat with Mary Lambert now, but she's going to talk now about her music, being a queer musician, and the song Same Love. Stick around. You're on Joy. Well, no, actually, yes. You're on Yes 94.9.
Yes 94.9. Yes.
Has catapulted its way back to number one. It's been, what, four? Has it been 4 or 5 years since it was released?
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 years. I have no idea. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really, really cool to be here and to be in the country where we have the number one song 4 years later.
It's incredible. Forget the postal survey. Same Love has gone back to number one. Hello. Come on. The people have spoken. I heard some of my most staunch straight friends who are the kind of guys, very, very Aussie blokey, I don't care what you do as long as you don't tell me about it stuff. They had Same Love when that came out, blasting. They loved it. It filters through. It breaks those divides. It reinforces to the queer community that love is love. So from my own heart and from the community, thank you for that song and being part of it and for putting it out into popular culture.
Wow, that's so wonderful to hear. I think it reminds me of, I used to be a waitress. And, you know, when you're a waitress, there's sort of a power dynamic and you can't really interact with people in a way that's like, hi, I'm your server today. Let me get married. Thank you. You know, like, so I always wore like a rainbow button or something that made it really clear, like what my identity was. And I just wanted to make sure that I was really nice and that people could see my vulnerable, authentic self, and that I was humanized, because it's really difficult to demonize somebody once you see their heart and once you are able to witness their vulnerability and see their love and their true selves. I think that was the turning point for this song, was being able to see that experience and to see and to witness, you know, my voice on the other end. Because you have Macklemore's sort of pragmatic brain that's like, this doesn't make sense because of X, Y, and Z. And then you have, you know, the chorus, which I think is, it tugs a little bit of like, look at me, I'm human. Like, we're all having the same experience. Everybody wants someone to keep them warm, bringing the humanity back to it. I feel like us performing this song at the NRL finals has been like considered very political, but it's just a song about love, just talking about love. It's a song about being a human.
When did you decide within your career that you were just going to wear who you are on your sleeve, the good, the bad, the ugly, this is Mary Lambert?
I feel like I've never had a choice. I'm just so transparent and vulnerable. And I was applying to graduate school to be a teacher, and that was sort of my plan, was to teach music. And as I was filling out my application to graduate school, I just had this feeling come over myself of like, I should try to be a performer. I want to at least put an album out, and I want to see where my past takes me if I just try to do it this way. And part of my journey, I felt, as a teacher, was that I was going to be an out teacher, and I was going to make sure that, you know, I had a picture of my partner up, or, you know, like that there would be some sort of signal of me being myself. Because all through high school, I never had a teacher tell me that they were gay, or I didn't know any teachers that were gay, but it turned out my favorite teachers were gay. I just had never known. When I was having issues coming out when I was 17, that would have been really nice to know that, you know, these teachers that I was already like had a connection with, or felt like a protection, you know, from, like, it would have been really helpful to know. And so as soon as I started performing, I realized that my identity was going to be very much tied into my art. I really don't know any other way to be.
So is there pressure in the industry, though? Has there ever been pressure on you to be sort of less gay?
I think honestly, before Same Love, I was trying to write songs from a more universal standpoint and not use specific pronouns because I had fear that it would alienate a straight person listening, and I didn't want to do that. And I think seeing how Same Love really flourished and hearing women of all demographics and backgrounds and ages singing She Keeps Me Warm and not caring about the pronoun, they understood what it was about. They understood love. It really, for me, instilled a more generous view of humanity than I think maybe other people have. But I feel like I've just seen millions and millions of people coming together and understanding my experience without even having to say anything, with just being transparent. And so from that point on, I decided I was going to give my audiences a lot more credit. And I think it's the same way that I love watching The Bachelor. I love Rachel McAdams movies, and it's because those shows are about love. Like, and just because they're not about lesbian love, I'm still going to understand it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if I can do it, I'm sure that other people can as well.
That's Mary Lambert speaking to Chris Tate. More coming up after the news headlines with Richard Foster. But let's hear the song. This is Same Love by Macklemore, featuring Mary Lambert on Joy 94.9 on Yes 94.9.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay because I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh, nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else.
If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all. But it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
Yes, 94.9.
Hey, we've got one more part of the interview with Chris Tate, our program director, having a bit of a chat to Mary Lambert. In this final part of our interview, Mary Lambert talks about her new album. She's got a new album out.
Oh, goodness.
And she has a message to the LGBTI community of Australia. You're listening to Joy 94.9, or as we prefer to say this week...
Yes, 94.9.
Yes, you've got an album out, Bold. It was the one where you broke away from your label. You're now an independent artist. What can people expect from this album?
It's me. I mean, it's like feel good, queer pop. It's really fun. I've produced about half of the EP, and it's just about unabashedly being yourself. And there's still, you know, my balance of occasionally crying on an EP is there. So there are some like really beautiful, tender moments. I have a duet that I do on there with my mom. Mm. And my partner, Michelle, is she and I co-wrote a song on there, and she did a remix on the EP. It's really just a celebration. It's a really fun, dancey collection of songs.
I'm composing myself really well, but I'm actually a mad fangirl. Like Secrets is Secrets is my go-to track. Whenever I feel like I'm just like I was in the shower the other day, and I'm like, I think I'm just too sensitive to be human. And I put your song on, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right. Other people feel the same way.
It's so true. I'm like at a point where when someone's like, oh, I don't have a mental illness. I'm like, How are you coping with the world? How is everybody not crying all the time? I don't understand.
No, I don't get it either. But yeah, you're like a beacon of hope. You're a beacon of light for many people, but particularly the queer community. The queer community in Australia really love you. So I work in an LGBTI community organisation, and it is really affecting people. It's hurting people. It's bringing people down.
Yeah.
What is some, I don't know, just some hope that you can impart into the community.
If I can just lament of like, yeah, that blows. Like, that just sucks. That to constantly be on the defense about who you love and how you love and having that be questioned by bigots and people that are clearly misguided I think what's so hard is that no one ever thinks that they're the bad guy. You know, the people screaming vote no think that they're saving you and they're saving their families and it's all for the benefit of, you know, good God-fearing Christian people. But that belief system is actually so harmful and so misguided in its desire to politicize love in that way. That is, it makes people ashamed and it makes people not feel welcome in their own skin, in their communities. And that is a disservice to humanity. I think the best thing that we can do now is just band together, is to just constantly seek out community and find each other and just shake our heads and be like, what the hell is going on? I mean, we have our own sort of crisis going on in America with having, you know, this fascist dictator named Trump scream about stuff. I mean, it's like, as someone that's been previously assaulted by many men in my life, watching this monster take over U.S. politics, and it's serious. It is very affecting to have leaders that are that dominating, that are that toxic, not take a toll. And so it's important to take care of yourself and to take care of each other.
And it sounds like we can find some hope on your new album. Mary Lambert, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, 94.9.
Okay.
This is Mary Lambert with Secrets. You're on Joy.
Here we go.
I've got bipolar disorder. My shit's not in order. I'm overweight, I'm always late. I've got too many things to say. I rock mom jeans, cat earrings, extrapolate my feelings. My family is dysfunctional, but we have a good time killing each other. They tell us from the time we're young to hide the things that we don't like about ourselves, inside ourselves. I know I'm not the only one who spent so long attempting to be someone else. Well, I'm over it. Sometimes I cry a whole day. I care a lot. Use an analog clock and never know when to stop. And I'm passive aggressive. I'm scared of the dark and the dentist. I love my butt and won't shut up. And I never really grew up. They tell us from the time we're young to hide the things that we don't like about ourselves, inside ourselves. I know I'm not the only one who spent so long attempting to be someone else. Well, I'm over it. My secrets are
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.